bringing it all back to Rosie on the house. Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, and you wanna get a concept of what I call beautiful. On Thursday, I had to leave my house about 5:15 in the morning, and get up to a little bitty church up in the White Mountains in the little village of Nutrioso, Arizona, and work alongside some friends on a little project. Drove about 4.5 hours there and about 4.5 hours back. And the entire 4 hours, your windshield is an absolutely magical display of the spring beauty of the state of Arizona. There wasn't a reservoir I passed that wasn't full to the brim. I saw antelope. I saw deer. I saw elk. I saw every color imaginable, in particular between Saguaro Lake and Sunflower, a Palo Verde bloom that was absolutely incredible. Then you get up on top of the rim, and it's the wildflowers on the side of the road. To me, that's beautiful.
I'm surprised I got you home in one day's time.
Yeah, well, if I hadn't had that one thing to do on Friday, you wouldn't have got me home.
Hey, just got a caller from Mark, home inspector in Tucson. He just wanted to give you a caution that, you know, when you were talking to the gentleman about screening, you know, on the roof and stuff.
Yes.
And vents, be sure not to screen a dryer vent. So nowadays, you know, some of the dryer vents, instead of coming out the wall, they go straight up to the roof. Be careful not to screen those.
That's a great call.
It's a fire
hazard.
Did you
get that home inspector's name?
I sure did.
What is?
It's Mark.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. That is absolutely great advice. Well, let's see if we can bring Bill into the conversation. We've got open lines at 1-888-767-4348. And let's see if there's some way I can or Romy can help Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Morning. You had mentioned the whole house surge protection. I'm moving into a 1959 ranch home.
Okay.
The outlets are 3-prong, but there's no ground wire. And with the whole house protection, would that take care of it? Also, the main question is, I've been told there is a replacement for an outlet that has the GFI reset and trip, whatever, but it's only for that outlet. It's a 2-wire GFI, and I can't find it. I've heard about it, but I can't find it.
All right, Bill, hang on. You don't have to venture far down the electrician trade road to get over Rosie's head. So what we've done is we've reached out to Rosie's lifeline, and we've brought in John from the Mighty Electricians. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Sorry. I know you're probably in the middle of a job. I appreciate you letting us interrupt you.
Yes, no problem.
Okay. Were you able to hear Bill's question?
I was.
Okay.
So if I'm hearing it correctly, you were talking about needing a GFI for the pinpoint, or were you actually talking about a surge protection outlet?
Well, the whole house surge protection is something I like to do anyhow, but, you know, for the outlets in the, you know, kitchen and the bathroom, these replacements, it's like, I've been told it's a 2-wire GFI. It doesn't do anything for the outlets downstream or whatever.
Okay.
But it's a self-contained GFI.
Okay. So is your house only 2-wire or 3-wire?
It's 2-wire. It's a 59.
2-wire. Okay.
It's, you know.
Yep. So the thing is there's no GFI that's a 2-wire, but you can use a GFI on a 2-wire. So it's not a special GFI that's just designed for your 2-wire system. It's, you can go buy a standard GFI and put that in replace of a regular outlet per code and meet a three-wire pronged outlet. And that's the only way you're supposed to do it. But they also make one that also now has arc fault protection, and you're supposed to be using those anytime you change an outlet out now. They have little stickers on them too that then you can put right above the outlet that says no ground present.
Will it trip?
It will trip. Yes, it will not trip with a tester.
Interesting.
So you get some of home inspectors or electricians that haven't been aware of it, but you can't take one of those testers that have the little test button and go in there and push it, because the mechanism needs a ground to use that part of it as a test when you're using that. But you can test it with the test button on the actual GFI. Hmm.
On the receptacle itself. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So if I replace it with a three-wire GCIF, that will trip when needed?
Yes. What I would actually look for now, though, is for even more safety of what you're supposed to be doing for that type system, is going and getting an arc fault, and I believe it's an arc fault / GFI outlet. So the arc fault part of it detects any type of arcing that may be occurring from anything you plug into it as a safety device, so it doesn't burn the house down. So it's just, they make all new homes have to have arc fault breakers installed. So now they have arc fault outlets that you're supposed to be installing in homes.
John, let me ask you this. And we're speaking to John Bolenbaugh, Mighty Electrician, Rosie Certified Electrician for the greater Phoenix area, helping me out on my lifeline with a question of electrical. John, it sounds like it's a 1959 home, ranch. Someone has gone through and installed three-prong receptacles to modernize the look and to make it easier so you don't have to carry that little adapter around every time you want to plug in a vacuum cleaner. How difficult is it? I mean, in 1959, those are all metal boxes. How difficult is it really to ground that system?
If you're going to just pull a ground wire through to ground the box, you might as well pull all new wire. That's my thing.
Oh, wow.
If you're going to go through the hassle of pulling just one wire, why not pull all new wire at that point?
Okay.
So, what I would end up doing, personally, the way I would look at it is I would just, instead of rewiring, and I would leave some of those outlets, because a lot of them are just convenience. How many are you truly using?
Okay.
Not many. I would end up pulling new circuits into the house from the panel and picking up and eliminating some of the load to pick up like your computer station for that, because of working at home,
sure,
or your entertainment system, new bathroom outlets because of hair dryers and loads that those take. Eliminate some of the load off of that system, but then you have the grounded portions where you need it and leave the rest because they're just convenience.
There you go. Well, that's John Bolenbaugh from the Mighty Electrician, and he's the only person on the planet who's more scared than my wife when I get my electrical toolbox out because John knows how much electrical I don't know. Jennifer just thinks she knows how much electrical I don't know. John, thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right, you guys have a great one.
Hey, and thanks for the Rosie on the House partnership. Mighty Electrician's been a partner. They're going on 15 years or more, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we get a lot of great positive feedback from our friend Mr. John at the Mighty Electrician, from homeowners that use them all over the valley. So when it comes to electrical, I know when not to give advice. That was the best advice Jennifer ever gave me when I started this radio program 31 years ago. She says, Rosie, if you don't know, say you don't know. At that point, we'd been married 10 years. I don't know why she felt like she had to tell me that.